Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind.
It's a big old land with
a busy show today. Start this hour with our friend Governor Doug Burgum, out just off a busy legislative session. Hello, Governor, nice to see you.
Great to be with you, Scott.
Also coming up on the program today, we're going to talk to somebody at the border, and it is heating up. I mean, it's as bad as it's been, it's getting worse. And we'll talk with a retired ICE agent, also did Homeland Security investigations down there, and he's got a first-hand report from us for the border. Also, gun owners of America are concerned about a new rule to ban lead, tackle, and ammo on public lands that goes into effect soon that could literally take public lands completely off limits to hunting and fishing. So we'll tell you about that as well coming up on the program today. What's your big highlight, big headline from the last session, Governor Burgum?
Well, Scott, first of all, great to be with you, and thanks for you and all the team do here helping keep all the citizens informed on what's going on the important issues of the day. But we're just closing out the 2023 legislative session in North Dakota, and, of course, we're grateful that we live in a state that's got such a robust economy and so many natural resources, because that allows us to do two things at once. We can invest in smart things that help have high return on investment for taxpayers, and we can send money back to taxpayers and do tax relief, and we can do both. So we're building a better, stronger operations to serve the citizens, and we're also sending back historic tax relief. This is a $515 million most significant tax relief package passed in the history of the state of North Dakota, and that's $358 million of that is going to be income tax relief, not collected, zero income tax. Lots of North Dakotans are going to find out that they're in a bracket where they are paying no income tax. And then the rest of the folks are going to have the lowest percentage, 1.95 is what most people are going to see as a income tax percentage. That'll be the lowest rate of any of the 41 states that are still doing income tax. Now, of course, we've got a goal to get to a zero income tax state. We've got competition out there. There's nine states that have zero income tax. Three of those, Alaska, Wyoming, Texas, big energy producing states, our neighbor South Dakota, zero income tax state. That's where North Dakota has to get to. We can get there. We've got the resource to get there. We couldn't get all the way there this session, but we took a big step in that direction, and that's good news for us for recruiting workforce, which is, of course, is a big issue, and it's great for retaining people that are here, and hardworking North Dakotans can keep their income in their own pockets.
We'll break down some of those highlights you mentioned as we go throughout the program today. What would you say was the biggest miss? Anything you're super disappointed about?
Well, I'd say there's always missed opportunity, but we got some significant things done on workforce, but you know, could have done more. That's the number one thing that everybody's challenged with. But we had things in our budget that got cut, the executive budget that didn't make it through, but we still got, again, record amounts of investments towards workforce, and particularly the key piece of workforce is child care infrastructure, and we did get virtually everything that we were looking for there to help help those 45,000 families with kids under five stay in the workforce.
It seemed to me you were disappointed the school choice didn't come to you the way you wanted it to, in that your statement about it was, you want school choice, we got to do this, we need this in North Dakota, but yet you vetoed it. So explain why.
Well, that's an easy one to explain why, because, yeah, I was calling for it. We do need it. When I look at a couple of states that have made incredible progress, Arizona and Iowa, those two states, their school choice is money follows the student. We're spending about $11,000 per K-12 student, and that'll be in the second year of the biennium that the state of North Dakota is paying for public school. These states said, hey, we're going to take a portion. We pay more than those states, but they're going to take a portion. I'm talking like $6,000-$7,000 per student, and say, hey, the parents can decide whether that money is going. Money follows the student. Is state allocation? Is it going to go towards homeschooling? Is it going to go towards some alternative, a private school, or is it going to go towards the public school of their choice? All of a sudden, now you got a market signal. You got parents saying, okay, we've got these dollars and we're going to direct those dollars. And in those two states, they took sort of 70-80% of what the state would have paid to a public school and gave it to the parents. So it's a strong signal. And that creates real competition and real choice. What we ended up with at the end, we started with that idea. What we ended up with was out of a $2.3 billion public school bill, there was $10 million basically of scholarships for existing kids going to existing private schools. And what that turned into was a situation where if I'd assigned that, it was going to get referred. It would have been defeated because it would have been rural versus urban. It would have been public versus private. It would have been public schools versus what people might have called, religious back schools. And if they put it on and they refer it, then we're locked out for 7 years. We can't come back with the same kind of legislation. So we got one chance to do it right. We need to do it right. And having something that was less than 1% of the, it was like a half of 1% of the school budget was going to go towards scholarships towards existing kids going to existing parochial schools. That's not school choice for most North Dakotans. And so anyway, if we're going to do it. We got to do it right. There's examples of how Republican-led states have got it done. And Iowa is a rural state like ours. They got it done. So we just have to start now and figure out a way to create real competition, because this is the largest chunk of our budget is what we spend on K-12. And there's an opportunity for us when we do that, there's an opportunity to say, how do we spend that money and get even better outcomes for all of the kids? 125,000 kids in North Dakota, 65,000 kids under age 5 now heading into our system. I mean, it's great. We're a growing state. We've got one of the highest birth rates in the nation. We're now one of the youngest states. K-12 is about our future, and we got to be smart about how to have the best system in the nation.
Questions or comments for the governor are welcome. We'll take those by text today at 701-237-1590. That'll allow us to kind of keep the flow going here. We have the governor till about quarter to the 10 o'clock hour, so majority of this hour. So if you have questions or comments, 701-237-1590. Text those into us, 701-237-1590. Critics of the veto on school choice said, why not take a win now and whatever? And you brought up the referral. I hadn't thought of that. But isn't any version of school choice a threat for a veto? Or, I mean, a referral?
Well, if we pass something that where every family in the state sees the benefit, it's not going to get referred. I mean, you know, if every parent goes, wow, okay, I've really got school choice now. I mean, every rural family, every rural community has it. We just need a broader base. This would have been so narrow because, you know, would have had the parents of kids going to, Shanley and St. Mary's and Shiloh up against every other family and up against the school board association, up against the teachers, up against everybody. And it would have been a pretty lopsided thing. I mean, if we do school choice where we actually touch everybody and support the rural areas and support real choice, then you've got something that could actually have a discussion, get broad support, and survive a referral.
Text question, super producer. Do you have that question, Kev? Have you got Chris's mic up? Go ahead.
Yeah, Governor, Texter is asking if you're working with the North Dakota legislature to protect North Dakotans from illegals coming to North Dakota.
Well, the answer is legislature doesn't have much to do with that in terms of thing, you know, in terms of dealing with that. And here we are. I mean, we know that there are not, nobody is shipping illegals into North Dakota. We feel confident about our northern border, 365 miles, that's secure. And right now hasn't been an issue in the state.
Okay. And another question on, are we sending Army, why are we sending Army Guard combat engineers from North Dakota down to the border? Their job for 14 months will be to count illegals invading our country. Yes, count. I don't know. Is that the type of how many guard folks do we still have down at the border?
We have a group down there, but they're providing support. But we've got groups down there with helicopters. So if they're counting, we're actually providing security relative to supporting visibility and eyes on the border down there with the groups that are down there. But it's important. I mean, as you know, we had a group of 125 down there last year. I had a chance to get down there and visit and support our team that was on the ground. And, you know, they did 30,000 apprehensions in the first 30 days they were there. And so without guard troops from Arizona, Texas, North Dakota, they're filling in some of the gaps right now that are opened by the feds. I mean, the feds are not watching the border.
Are any of them combat engineers?
Well, we have a lot of engineers working for the state of North Dakota, but we don't send anybody down there unless they've been appropriately trained for the work that they're doing.
Got it. More with Governor Doug Burgum after a short timeout on What's on Your Mind. More text welcome, by the way, 237-1590.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? You've been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming May auctions include 160 acres in Grant County, 1,652 acres in Hedinger County, 160 acres in Slope County, 563 acres of exceptional cropland near Wolverton, Minnesota, and Wilkin County. And don't forget, firearms and ammunition auction in Bottineau, North Dakota, and farm equipment retirement auctions in Carrington, Steele, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Ekalaka, Montana. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Spring is here, and the scenery while driving down the road will soon be filled with farm machinery planting this year's crop. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. As field work begins, we want to remind you to take extra caution when approaching large, slow-moving machinery traveling down the road. A successful crop year is one that is accident-free. Irie Insurance offers all lines of insurance, and we would love the opportunity to visit with you. For our contact information, please visit our website at irieins.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Back on What's on Your Mind. Governor Doug Burgum with us today on the program. More of your questions and comments for him and our conversation about the recently completed legislative session. Living with a terminal illness can be a challenging and stressful experience for both patients and their loved ones. At times, you may feel overwhelmed or alone. Hospice of the Red River Valley is committed to helping people live comfortably and with a sense of normalcy. Everyone deserves to have the best quality of life possible and be treated with dignity. For over 40 years, Hospice of the Red River Valley provides physical, emotional, and spiritual end-of-life care to those living with a life-limiting illness and their loved ones. For you, for them, for us, Hospice of the Red River Valley, take control of your care online at hrrv.org. That's hrrv.org. Back with more with Governor Doug Burgum here today on the program. I want to ask you about a news item here, because the Fargo Public Schools last night had a school board meeting, and they say they're likely going to ignore the newly passed legislation in North Dakota, which is 1522, which I've seen as sort of free speech, right? You can't tell somebody that they can't call me this and command your free speech rights. But obviously, you talked about this in your signing statement and the concerns. What do you make of, and here's some of the comments. Robin Nelson, I'll tell you first what Dr. Gandhi said. When we see a conflict between federal law and state law, we're going to double down to advocate for our youth. This would be administration's request. Unless the board tells us otherwise, we will not openly out any student because of one law if we know that it's going to cause harm to that child. Unless dictated by the board otherwise, we will not participate in anything we think is going to subject students to further discrimination or increase their self-harm. And he was given a clean thumbs up from the board on that. One board member, Greg Clark, said, I think it's fairly clear what FBS is planning their flag to do. I'll remind those folks watching that we have open enrollment in North Dakota. Come to Fargo. So their defiance of state law being used to recruit students. What do you make of that?
Well, I think the first thing I'd say is that it would be important for everybody involved in this debate to actually read the law. It's basically about a page. Maybe it stretches just a little beyond one page, but pretty simple and pretty straightforward. And as you said right off the top, Scott, this just reaffirms everybody's First Amendment rights. And so I'm not sure what they're defying, because there's nothing in this law that's actually compelling them to do anything relative to free speech. And so that's the part that's a little bit confusing. So maybe it is a marketing statement. I can't speculate. Haven't heard the transcript of the meeting, but it sounds more like fluff than reality, because I just would say before this thing spins out, everybody should just actually read the one pager and see what we're talking about. And I know that there's been was discussion about outing. There's nothing in this law that says, it just says that a school district and a teacher can't, conceal or withhold information that a parent requests. That's just common sense. So this is basically a very common sense bill. It's not, they're going to try to, defy common sense. I mean, they should actually read the law, because I'm not sure what they're defying. If they're defying free speech, then that's a problem.
What do you make of them saying, they're pounding their chest, going to defy a law, school district in North Dakota. Is that wise?
Well, I don't think so, particularly when it seems to me that, at least from what I've read in some of the articles, there may be some misunderstanding of what the law actually says.
Let's go back to one of your highlights on workforce. And one of the things you said, you were hoping there'd be some more dollars there. It was a little less than your budget. But what is there? What is it going to do? What is going to be the ROI on this investment?
Well, the first thing we just have to understand is again, it's a great position to be second lowest in the nation in unemployment. We're in a part of the country, this upper part of the Great Plains. Number one lowest unemployment right now is South Dakota. We're tied with Nebraska, 2.1%. That's about half of what the rest of the nation is. Could be over 35,000 jobs open in the state of North Dakota. And, of course, a lot of those jobs include jobs where if we had, say, oil field workers, that we could have more rigs working, more fracking crews going here, then that's, direct revenue, really high ROI on those jobs, because that brings more revenue into the state of North Dakota, which, funds infrastructure, center, schools, etc. So part of that is getting skilled workforce to move to North Dakota, and with a new program which we're running called Find the Good Life, there's support in there for that, which, again, there's a lot of people that are leaving blue states looking to come to red states. We just want to have a place where they can go to, you know, one stop, find out, you know, hey, if I'm interested in moving to North Dakota, can I get a house? Is there schools? Can I get childcare? What are the jobs? And really try to recruit, you know, individuals, skilled workers, and families to move from other states here. So that's key. And, of course, on the legal immigration side, we know that from an ag standpoint, we have about 2,500 H-2A farm workers that come, CDL drivers, help us get the crop off every year. If they're not coming from places like South Africa legally, some of them are coming back every year working with the same farm families. You know, that program's got to be expanded. I mean, we have to have that kind of skilled workforce here. And then we do have money in there for regional workforce grants, so that if you've got places like Williston, Watford, Minot, places where we're supporting like our energy industry, they can tailor programs there. Here in Fargo and Cass County, where we've got a lot of advanced manufacturing, these grants will go out to the local job development corporations and the local economic development folks. So we can't have a one-size-fits-all for the state. We can't have a Find the Good Life, which is like a portal where we can bring people in and then get them connected locally, and then the rest of this goes out locally. And then on the child care side, again, $66 million to work on affordability, accessibility, and quality of child care. Again, that's the number one barrier right now. I mean, we get thousands of people off the sidelines and back to work if they had access to affordable, high-quality child care. So that's a result of about 15 months of work ahead of the legislature, done by parents, done by child care providers, done by employers. There's matches in there for employers if they want to help support their employees to get child care and get back to work. So we think that's a fantastic program and a key part of workforce infrastructure.
I know there's no silver bullet in workforce. Everybody's fighting this everywhere around the country. But what for North Dakota, what do you see as the lowest hanging fruit to have of all those things you just described that's going to have the most potential to bring people here?
Well, I think part of it's bringing people here, but again, when we've got work to do and then people to do it, part of what we have to do as a state of North Dakota, because we're not a Sun Belt state. We're always going to have, I mean, unless we can get 30,000 people to move south from Winnipeg, getting 30,000 people to move north and take jobs, always going to be a little more difficult. But
not going to happen. So yeah. Grow your own
we'll grow our own, which is, again, why we've got $70 million in the CT. But the other thing which we've always done is when we think about agriculture, think about the amount of production that we produce today versus 20 years ago, 40 years ago, 100 years ago, because of we got so good at scale and at automation. And we did have a larger tax incentive in our budget for automation tax credits, because instead of trying to produce 10 welders at one of our universities, how about we produce one that knows how to run a robotic welder that does the work of 10 people? So automation's got to be one of the key things when we've got a workforce shortage.
Interesting. All right, short break. Back with another segment. One more to go with Governor Doug Burgum on What's on Your Mind Today. Take a short break. Also to come, we have some highlights from that House committee revealing the Biden financial records today. We'll have that for you and much more coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Your wellness is within reach with the saltwater hot tub sale at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. This April, buy a hot spring spa and get a free saltwater care system, a $2,000 value free. Save up to $4,000 with an inventory clearance model. For a limited time, we have a very special financing option. Get into the wellness of a hot tub for as little as $2 a day. This April, your wellness is within reach at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks. It's all about wellness.
You
USA News Update. The CPI for last month was released this morning. The Labor Department's Consumer Price Index for April rose 0.4% on the month, with an annual increase of 4.9%. Core prices rose in line with estimates of 0.4% for the month, with an annual increase of 5.5%. The House Oversight Committee is making claims this hour that President Biden and his family have been taking in millions of dollars from multiple governments, including the Chinese government. Bank records indicate multiple wire transfers to multiple accounts in an attempt to hide their origins. Representative Comer.
President Biden has claimed since the 2020 election that his family has not received money from China. That was a lie in 2020, and he continues to lie to the American people now. The Bidens have received millions of dollars from China. It is inconceivable that the president did not know it.
Lance Fry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
PetroServe USA home cook and grab and go convenience waiting for you today. Like, how about this? Baked cheesy chicken pasta. Ho ho! 12th Avenue and I-29 location. Lasagna at MP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Chicken fried steak in Glendon. Chicken enchiladas in Yulin. Tuna casserole on 45th Street in Fargo. Also in Valley City today, Swedish meatballs or lasagna. Exit 292. Off I-94, PetroServe USA, home of home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. All right, let's take a couple of texts before we get back to our laundry list of things to discuss from the legislative session, that's for sure. Why can't I move this mouse, Chris? You got one ready to go? Mr. Super Producer?
I sure do.
This one is like my mouse. Go ahead.
Yeah, so one question, Governor, is would you be opening to signing a bill to make North Dakota a sanctuary state against the newest ATF rules about stabilizing braces on AR pistols?
Well, I think that we've been really strong pro Second Amendment state in almost every way. I mean, I think that when you take a look at the legislation that's been passed year after year after year, I think it shows that North Dakota is very, very strong in that regard, and happy to take a look at whatever might come forward from the legislature. We always do, and I think it's be interesting to see where that goes.
Texter says we were planning on moving to South Dakota due to the no income tax. We may reconsider North Dakota now. Are pensions and Social Security still taxed in North Dakota, they ask? Are pensions and Social Security still taxed in North Dakota?
Pensions are, not Social Security.
All right.
So, and of course, we have as part of our goal to be the most military friendly state in the nation. We did not only eliminate income tax last session for retiree pay, and again, a military retiree might be someone who's been in 20 years and is in their mid 40s, still in the prime of their career. But we now have eliminated income tax for active military pay, because we had airmen coming to Grand Forks and Minot Air Force bases. First deployment coming to North Dakota, they'd sit down and they'd say, okay, what state do you want to domicile in, Texas or Alaska or whatever? And they'd sign them up to be a resident of a state that had zero income tax, and we want those, you know, those airmen coming here to be signing up for North Dakota and staying in North Dakota. So again, making progress around, in addition to the main tax bill, good progress on exempting military active pay this time also.
Well, and go back to the workforce discussion and recruiting people. I mean, you're, if you're comparing states and where to move, you know, I always heard this argument from people that didn't like the idea of reducing the income tax. Well, it's such a small amount. If I look in South Dakota and it's zero, you know, I want it to be competitive if I'm in North Dakota and want people to come here, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And then speaking of pensions, we did, it's been tried for back to Ed Schaefer's day in the 1990s, been trying to close the pension. We got that done. Huge effort. Congratulations. You know, the leadership, both sides, Senator David Hogue, Representative Mike LaFleur, our two majority leaders, very strong on this issue, got it over the thing. This is going to save taxpayers going forward the next 50 years. This is like billions of dollars of savings by getting this thing closed. We have an opportunity to protect and ensure that all of our great state team members that are in the plan, all of the retirees that serve the state of North Dakota, they're all protected. And we got a new exciting 401k plan we're going to be able to use when we're hiring. We could be hiring as many as 1,000 people in the state government in the next 18 months because all these baby boomers are retiring. But now we're going to hire them into the 401k portable plan as opposed to adding to our future liabilities by having them in the defined benefit plan. So historic, great work. So it's a win for the retirees. It's a big win for the taxpayers not having to fund forever the shortfalls in that plan, and it's going to be a win for us recruiting great talent to come and work for Team ND.
And speaking of things that have been on the drawing board for a while and haven't happened, the idea of growing animal agriculture finally happening. Wow.
Yes, this is Representative Paul Thomas leading the charge, doing a great job on that. Been great teamwork from the Ag Commissioner, Doug Goring, and his team, and our office, everybody working together, all of the producer groups, Stockman's Association, but, you know, corn, soybeans, wheat, everybody in on this thing, and then and really getting Farmers Union to the table. Farm Bureau was very strong on supporting this, but getting Farmers Union, we have a bill that's not perfect. I was hoping for total farm freedom so that, you know, farmers could aggregate capital the way any other business in the state can. If you and I and Chris wanted to start a software company, we could. If you, the three of us, wanted to start a restaurant, we could. If we wanted to start a manufacturing company, we could. But if the three of us wanted to start a dairy in North Dakota before this bill passed, we wouldn't because we're not related. We're not.
I want to be in on that. Or, start a dairy.
To give our ag producers the ability to aggregate capital and form organizations to do the stuff, because we're down to 10,000 dairy cows in the state of North Dakota. We have to import milk for our school kids. And if you go to Fairmont, North Dakota, just south of here, that's right on the corner of North Dakota and South Dakota and Minnesota. If you go east 10 minutes and you go south 10 minutes, you go into Minnesota and South Dakota, you can find over 20,000 head of dairy cattle within 10 minutes of Fairmont, but zero are in North Dakota. They're all in Minnesota or South Dakota because they've got a different laws than we did. We've now got the same carve-outs. We're protecting family farming. We've got carve-outs for animal agriculture. We've got three soybean plants that are announced or under construction, $1 billion of soybean crush plants. We're having all the soybean meal, and we have no animal agriculture to feed it to. The opportunity for people to come to North Dakota where we've got the feed, we've got the land, now we finally have got a framework that's going to allow that capital. So stay tuned. I think you're going to see some 10,000 head dairies announcing in the next year coming to North Dakota. Each one of those could be $40 million or more in capital investment, and think what that does for rural North Dakota schools, rural North Dakota property tax, equalizing it so the property taxes aren't all in the back of farmers. It's just fantastic, and we're so overdue because we've been literally left in the dust behind Iowa, Minnesota, South Dakota, Nebraska on hogs, dairy, poultry, you know, you name it. We're out of the game, and now North Dakota is going to be back in the game.
Listener wants to know what your opinion is of what's happening at the border and whether or not we can do more as a state to assist the border states.
Well, the border is just a unmitigated catastrophe that continues. And one of the things, of course, we saw in 2021, 107,000 Americans died of overdoses in our country. 70,000 of those related to fentanyl. Of course, that fentanyl, the foundation components of that made in China, shipped to Mexico, coming across the border. The Biden administration has not released the 2022 numbers yet. I'm sure if it was lower than 107,000 deaths, they would have lowered that. You know, 107,000 is a statistic, but this spring, two weekends in a row, people that we knew lost family members due to fentanyl overdoses when they likely didn't even know the thing that they were taking even had fentanyl in it. And I don't know if you want to call those, you know, casualties of war, but there's definitely a definitely this is a crisis that is related to the border in addition to the immigration issue. And so it has to be closed. We've got to secure the border.
Another question here regarding term limits. Why is term limits being discussed, repealed, when it was voted on by the people at an overwhelming rate to have it?
Well, that's a good question for the legislature, and they were discussing it, but it ended up in the end getting defeated, and it's not going anywhere to repeal that. If there's a discussion of term limits, it ought to be, you know, making them uniform, because the current law doesn't only on the state elected, it only touches the governor's office. It doesn't touch other statewide elected. So they, you know, term limits work best if they're uniform across that. So there's probably still some work to do there.
From John, thanks for being our governor, Doug. East of our border is a disaster, and that's putting it mildly. What do you make of what's happening in Minnesota?
Well, let's just start with energy. I mean, we've got the Biden administration has got a policy where they're trying to basically shut down U.S. energy, specifically U.S. energy fossil fuels. And in doing that, we're not only driving inflation, we're hurting manufacturing in the United States, we're hurting jobs coming back here, and we're enabling foreign dictators. I mean, if you could change one thing at the federal level, we would say we should be in a business of supplying energy not only to our country but all of our allies. So sell energy to ourselves and our allies, and stop having our allies have to buy it from foreign dictators. I mean, the whole thing that we're talking about in Ukraine never happens if we didn't have all of Western Europe dependent on natural gas from Russia. That was, you know, and this began with Obama in 2008, the attack on the U.S. energy industry. And now, you know, when we were in Japan on a trade mission last October, a North Korean missile flies over the top of the country while we were there. They're trying to do text alerts to tell everybody there's a missile coming.
I remember that.
And then the only, you know, if a missile was going to come back at North Korea, it would come from the missile wing at Minot, from North Dakota. I mean, I've been in one of those missile silos when Vice President Pence was here. I mean, we're the ones that are on guard back the other way. But here you've got Japan, 126 million people in the size of North and South Dakota. They have zero energy, and we can't get a pipeline built in this country to get natural gas to the West Coast through Oregon, California, or Washington. They would buy all the LNG from the Bakken for the next 20 years if we had a way to get it to them. And so there, so we've got a country that was an ally that we fought for, people like my father and others from North Dakota fighting in the Pacific to help free that country. And then now we don't sell them energy, and they get all their energy from the Middle East, comes through the South China Sea. Now we got China with the world's largest navy. They wake up every day in Japan and go, are we going to have enough energy to run our country tomorrow? And you know what they're doing, Scott? They're stockpiling Australian coal on the ground in Japan, getting ready for some kind of Pacific conflict. And what does that do for the environment? So if the Biden administration actually cared about the environment, you would have all the energy being produced in the United States. We do it cleaner, better, and safer than anyone. We'd be shipping it to all of our allies and not having them rely on foreign entities.
Somebody, speaking of energy, wants to know, we only have 30 seconds for your answer here, how do you plan to keep the Bakken pumping with all the cuts coming from the current administration?
Well, we fantastic. Kudos, Federal Judge Dan Traynor, 80-page ruling a couple weeks ago, basically saying Biden administration must follow the law. They must hold federal leases. They've been blocking federal leases, including in North Dakota. Over 750 leases have been blocked. We won that lawsuit. That's a step in the right direction. We get up every day and fight the Biden administration.
Great to see you.
Great to see you.
Thank you for coming in and talking a little bit about the session. Always appreciate our time together and covering what's happening in the great state of North Dakota. We're blessed to be us, aren't we?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So much to be grateful for when you're in North Dakota. We've got the natural resources, we've got the people, we've got the right kind of regulatory and tax and political framework, and there's nothing we can't get done in North Dakota.
Amen. Governor Doug Burgum on What's on Your Mind.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Think about it. Minnesota has the largest budget surplus in history, and Governor Tim Walz still wants to raise car tap fees every year. His new plan will collect taxes on 160% of the value of your car. How is that fair? Think about it. Gas prices and inflation are still high, and Democrats are making it worse with higher car tab fees. That's not fair. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
My friend, Dr. Beachy, Dr. Arden Beachy of NDSU fame, is the medical director at Swanson Hyperbarics. And if you have a consult with him about any particular ailment that you might have, I'll tell you what, they have a list of things that are pretty amazing. That if you use hyperbaric oxygen treatment, which essentially is just oxygen, it is just oxygen. That's all it is. And you're in a chamber, but the chamber is completely transparent. I mean, it's all glass, so you're looking at the ceiling like you would if you're just laying on a table. And, you know, other than your ears popping a little bit, I mean, there's nothing. in the way of side effects or anything from this. Just amazing. And in addition to particular ailments that, again, I encourage you to talk to Dr. Beachy about that might help, it also stimulates healing. So, I mean, pure oxygen in a high-pressure environment helps stimulate the body's natural healing process. Just basic biology. The blood and the tissues with much higher oxygen content than under normal conditions heal faster. Find out more about all this at SwansonHyperbarics.com, SwansonHyperbarics.com. 10 before the top of the hour, we wanted to give you some highlights of a very substantive press briefing with James Comer and members of the House Oversight Committee. We earlier took live, actually, Congressman Kelly Armstrong's comments before the group. What else do we have, Kev?
Well, let's go back. We caught the first part of it. This is it. Basically, it's like the question is, well, what's next? That's what I was asking, too. So Comer went through what's going to happen next.
I'm very pleased with the progress the committee is making in this investigation. However, due to the information we're releasing today and further developments the committee is aware of, the investigation will enter a new phase now that is armed with information obtained in the bank records. I will soon issue a new round of subpoenas to banks for specific targeted information. I will also provide one more opportunity for certain Biden associates, including his art gallerist and Rob Walker, to cooperate willingly with this investigation. Finally, I'm publicly releasing the second bank accounts memorandum to the American people so they can see for themselves the activities the Biden family is engaged in, despite the president's statements to the contrary. I want to thank the people and financial institutions that have cooperated with this investigation so far. I also want to encourage more people to come forward and let them know their information will be kept private and confidential. To my Democrat colleagues, I want to say that this investigation will continue to move forward. Do you want to continue covering up the Biden's influence peddling schemes when the evidence is being placed right in front of you?
How about that?
By the way, you know, the things they unveiled in this is so much information it could choke a horse. It's hard to believe. One of the things I wrote down is on one particular transaction, it was $1 million that was distributed with 16 wire transfers over a three-month period to five different banks. You don't do that unless you're looking to hide the funds. And this is how they were getting the Bidens their money. A $10 million payment distributed to 20 companies affiliated with the Bidens, which, again, enriches them. And Chinese nationals set up the companies to make sure the money gets to the Bidens. All of this, by the way, was with him as vice president. Biden was vice president. Here's another member, Nancy Mace from South Carolina.
In less than 100 days of subpoena power, this has been one of the most in-depth investigations the House Oversight Committee has ever had in recent history. And I would hope that the media here today would put as much attention and interest and focus on this as they have a former president. For years, the left has said, no one is above the law. Well, put your money where your mouth is and prove that. Because the American people do not trust the federal government. They don't trust Congress. They don't even trust current presidents because of the kind of possible and alleged corruption that we see at every level of government, and no one is ever held to account. I try to call the balls and strikes regardless of whether or not you have an R or a D by your name. I've been accused, all of us have been, over this particular issue that we're conspiracy theorists. We're not. What we're proving to you today is showing you actual bank records, actual evidence of shell companies and businesses, or more businesses and more Bidens involved than we knew of. You have to issue more subpoenas because every time we turn over a rock, there's more information, there's more possible corruption, there's more possible allegations that need to be investigated.
Man, this is unreal.
Wow.
You want extra butter on your popcorn?
Yeah, get ready, folks.
I mean, this is huge. This is huge.
We've got Jim Jordan as well that we're going to share with you coming up. We've actually got a little pause in this. For some of our guests, we're going to go live to the border.
Some of the Q&A we got, too, if we got time. You'll need to hear.
Was the Q&A good?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
Yep, the way he responded, I was like, you can't ignore this.
Craig in Moorhead wants to get in on this. Go ahead, Craig. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Well, here's the problem. So when they were showing all this today, I was going back and forth to CNN.
Me too.
When I talk to my Trump-hating Democrats and tell them, did you see this? They who have their heads glued to CNN and MSNBC can say, no, I never heard of it. What are you talking about? The media is as corrupt as Biden.
I have to tell you, Craig,
so much
I have to
for
tell
journalism.
You that I had the very same experience today. I was jumping all over MSNBC and CNN and seeing who else had it. The only two that had it were Newsmax and Fox News. Everybody else absolutely ignoring it.
Pathetic.
And CNN right now has got a Bassett, some dog winning best in show at the some dog show. I mean, you can't make it up. You're exactly right, and it's chilling, and it's serious, and people ought to pay attention to it.
Time for a snack? Head to a PetroServe USA location near you. Salted nut rolls, 2 for $1. Chex Mix and Bugles, 99 cents a bag. Giant sunflower seeds, 5-ounce bag, just $1.39. Old Trapper, 4-ounce bags, $5.99. Plus, Ice Mountain 1 liter is only $7.99, and the Ghost Energy drinks are $1.99. And Nestle Water Packs, 28-pack for $4.69. PetroServe USA, some great specials all month long. PetroServe USA.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.